They spoke to us, making conference part of our lives. As you make the April 2005 General Conference a part of your own and your family's life, you might consider using the following for personal study and family home evening, or you may wish to create your own questions, activities, and discussion ideas. 1. In how many languages has the Book of Mormon been translated? How many temples will be in use by the end of this year? Refer to the opening remarks in the Saturday morning session by President Gordon B. Hinckley. 2. This year we celebrate the 175th anniversary of an important event and the 200th anniversary of a prophet's birth. What was the event and who was the prophet? Listen to the talk, Our Most Distinguishing Feature, by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles in the Priesthood Session. 3. What does the Lord think about poker, lotteries, slot machines, and other forms of gambling? Read President Hinckley's remarks in the Priesthood Session. 4. We are told to stand in holy places. Where are they? How are they made holy? What can you do to ensure that they always remain holy? Read the article, Standing in Holy Places, President James E. Faust, in the Sunday morning session of General Conference. 5. What can you do now to become a more hard-working, testimony-enriched missionary? Read the article, One More, by Elder M. Russell Ballard, in the Sunday morning session of General Conference. 6. What are 7 great things which God has revealed through the prophet Joseph Smith that distinguish our church from all other churches? What additional truths would you add? Read President Hinckley's remarks in the Sunday morning session, The Great Things Which God Has Revealed. 7. What are the 4 suggested ways to help in overcoming pornography? Read the article Pornography by Elder Dallin H. Oaks in the Sunday afternoon session. 8. Do you ever feel depressed? Find out what Moroni did when he was faced with discouragement in a lonely and hostile world. Read the article Glad Tidings from Cumorah from the General Young Women Meeting by Susan W. Tanner, Young Women General President. Stories to read and share. In the talks referred to below, you'll find stories you can tell and insights you can share. Man can hardly wait for baptism. Read A Still Small Voice and a Throbbing Heart in the Saturday morning session of conference by Bishop Richard C. Edgley. Pioneer Family Faces Hardship. Read Constant Truths for Changing Times in the Saturday morning session by President Thomas S. Monson. Joseph Smith Shows Kindness to Children. Read The Virtue of Kindness by Elder Joseph B. Worthland in the Saturday afternoon session. James E. Talmage Helps a Sick Family. Read The Virtue of Kindness by Elder Joseph B. Worthland in the Saturday afternoon session. Young Dieter F. Uchtdorf Pumps Bellows for the Organ. Read The Fruits of the First Vision by Elder Dieter F. Uchtdorf in the Saturday afternoon session. Missionary Couples Serve Around the World. Read Couple Missionaries Blessing from Sacrifice and Service by Elder Robert D. Hales in the Saturday afternoon session. Heber C. Kimball Leaves Family to Serve Mission. Read Our Most Distinguishing Feature by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland in the Priesthood Session. Man is Warned of Danger. Beware of the Evil Behind the Smiling Eyes from the Priesthood Session by Elder Neil L. Anderson. Marie Curie Perseveres to Make Discovery. Read Perseverance, President James E. Faust in the Priesthood Session. Young Man Shot at Hans Mill Serves a Mission. Read Perseverance, President James E. Faust, from the Priesthood Session. Elders Save Lorenzo Snow. Perseverance, President James E. Faust, from the Priesthood Session. Man Becomes Active After Not Letting the Bishop in His Home. Read The Sacred Call of Service, President Thomas S. Monson, from the Priesthood Session. Man Tries to Teach a Cult to Be Led. Read One More by Elder M. Russell Ballard, from the Sunday Morning Session. Young David E. Sorensen Chooses to Serve a Mission. Read Faith is the Answer by Elder David E. Sorensen in the Sunday morning session. Soldier Refuses to Drink Coffee. Read Faith is the Answer by Elder David E. Sorensen in the Sunday morning session. Father Gives Spare Tire to Strangers. What greater goodness can we know, Christ-like friends, Kathleen H. Hughes, in the Sunday morning session of conference. Woman Misses Bus and Meets Missionaries. Read What Seek Ye by Elder L. Tom Perry from the Sunday afternoon session of conference. Wife Receives Christmas Card After Husband's Death. Read The Tender Mercies of the Lord by Elder David A. Bednar from the Sunday afternoon session. Priesthood Leader Dreams About a Young Man in His Stake. The Tender Mercies of the Lord, Elder David A. Bednar, from the Sunday afternoon session. Husband and Father is Killed in Auto Accident. Glad Tidings from Cumorah from the General Young Women Meeting, Susan W. Tanner, Young Women General President. End of the section. They Spoke to Us, Making Conference Part of Our Lives.